Next patient is Anna Sainz. S like in Sierra, A I N like in November, Z like in Zulu. First name Anna. Clinical case of a 69-year-old Hispanic female that was recently admitted to a hospital with stroke syndrome. The patient was unable to speak and have memory impairment. The patient was given TPA and she recovered. The MRI of the brain failed to show a specific point of lesion. Neurologically, the patient has recovered. We follow her because she is a CKD4. She has a single kidney. The left kidney was removed many years ago, and we don't know the reason for the nephrectomy. And we know that the patient has significant proteinuria, but the patient has shown the deterioration of the kidney function that has been progressive. The laboratory workup that was done on August the 21st of 2023 shows that the patient has a creatinine of 3.3 from 2.8. Estimated EFR is 15, the BUN is 35. And the BUN creatinine ratio is 10. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is consistent with the 1,977 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is less than the prior determinations that were between 2 and 3 grams. There is also evidence of anemia. The patient is showing a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. Two circumstances have to be considered: that the tumor that she has in the right kidney is increasing in size and compromising the renal parenchyma, versus just deterioration of the kidney function in the presence of sustained proteinuria and hypertension. We are going to do a non-contrast CT of the abdomen to see and evaluate the kidneys. Following number, the patient has normocytic normochromic anemia that could be related to the deterioration of the kidney function. Versus evidence of bleeding. Period. The patient has developed some small ecchymotic areas, and she has been taking aspirin. This could be related to trauma. There is no elevation of the bilirubin. There is no evidence of changes in the morphology of the RBCs. There is no fragmentation. There is no elevation of the bilirubin. As to suspect the possibility of hemolytic anemia. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is under control. His cholesterol is 182, the triglyceride is 106, HDL 85, LDL is 79. I have to point out that the patient has lost pounds of body weight. patient states that her appetite has been without any changes. Hello, a number of arterial hypertension that is out of control. The patient is supposed to be taking 200 milligrams of labetalol. She's taking just 100 milligrams. We encourage the patient to follow the recommendations, and we continue the close follow-up. Following number of gout that has been in remission for a long time. Following number of gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the patient in a couple of months with laboratory workup and the CT scan. The patient was advised to give us a call if she has any questions or she develops symptoms that we should be aware of. And we are going to check the imaging when the results be available. Period. We invested 12 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.